The same thing you're saying, we are taking the ball back to the organization, civil society organization that are fighting for our rights. Okay, these rights holders, they are there, they're willing to give that information to the maybe the community. Mm-hmm. But I'm asking myself, who is supporting those right holders to take that message to the right people? Mm-hmm. You get? Mm-hmm. So let me ask you something. Right now, ukipigwa, ukishikwa na askari right now, what the first thing that comes to your mind? I'm gonna...
Nitatoa hongo.
But akikupiga kofi moja, you forget that there is something that Article 53 that says the right of arrested person.
Mm-hmm.
So ziko pale, unastairu msomee zote if you have... Like in the moment unapigwa kofi moja, everything goes through the window.
Yeah, inapotea.
So hata mimi nyanatua, ukishikwa tu, before erode, zishapotea. The thing is we need to have courage and know about our rights.
Mm-hmm.
The moment you know about your rights...
Mm-hmm.
Believe you me, you find loopholes in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Ask you how to constitution yako. Nini no memorizing ya constitution?
Oh, ya constitution. Ni kitabu tu unatembea nayo as a hard copy.
Also, I do agree with you guys what you're saying, but for how long will we be finding loopholes? You know, for how long will we be like be looked upon as criminals within the country? You know, get.
Mm-hmm.
So me, I'd say it's just to do away with those rules and the penal codes and all that that give the police and other people power to stigmatize and criminalize. Unajua, because with those hizo ati tunashinda tukitafuta loopholes, bado watu watashinda hizo mapshida. She does that. Ni kama they'll keep on repeating themselves. But if we find a lasting solution, which has been manzeni vite imekuwa there for the longest, unaelewa. So it's high time even the government, because now being queer, it's all over, it's out there, wapendwa sipende, people are coming out, people are becoming brave, which will give kudos to the civil societies, by the way. So it's now upon the government and our lawmakers kutusikia and put a stop, like a lasting solution. Because we can't be fighting at kila sona for it to coexist. It doesn't make sense.
I'm just saying that if you've been there for more than 20 years and you're here right now, that's me, I'm seeing people are getting bold. They are becoming brave.
Yes, but the laws and are the remaining the same.
For us, walking out there as a tomboy, let me not say about being a butch or being anything. Let me tell you sometimes, right now we can sit even with the MPs and speak our mind. 20 years ago, we could not even dare. For us, it used to be a demonstration outside the parliament building, fighting for right just to access health services. We didn't want anything much. We just wanted the health services. It has come far from accessing health services and being able to sit down with them and tell to educate the police officers and maybe the magistrate and the doctors, and you see, we are heading somewhere. The only problem we have is we have already been decriminalized. Right now, it's a criminal offense for you to be queer in Kenya. That's the only thing that's taken back to the colonial era and stuff.
Actually, with this government, maybe let me ask. Munona LBQ people.
Just a minute before that.
We have the repeal. I'm not sure if it's 162 or 165. Is this 162? So, like, things like those. So, we have those civil. They have been trying to do it.
Yeah.
Like, something is being done. Yeah, things are different. Not like the way things were before.
Mm-hmm.
Those people who are ahead of us. At least now, even you can at least walk. Mm-hmm. You can meet with those lawmakers, talk to them, explain to them, show them, like, oh, this is what we have. Things, I think the way we are moving better. I think also us as a community, we should also be open to learning. Then at times I also think people are like, because you'll walk in town, you'll be triggered. Like you're working with your person, even a friend, they'll say these are lesbians or something. Then you as a right person, you know you are the target. You decide to fight back or talk back to them. They'll beat you. So I think it's just out of courtesy. You just walk and let them. Because once you try to confront them, they'll beat you. That's why you find people where they were just walking, they got attacked and something.
Yeah, I remember it was in 2014. There was issues in Uganda and there was an issue in Nigeria. So we decided to demonstrate in Kenya and... Any to shirikiane tu now with our fellow queer people from Nigeria and Uganda. For me, I was crazy enough not to wear my mask. I forgot I had a mask. I decided to put my mask because it was rainbow on my hand. I was out there. I was outed a long time ago. So I decided, okay, enough is enough. I took that walk. I was on the front. Actually, the journalists could not take pictures of others. The only person they could take is me chanting in solidarity with who?
And your face was out there.
It's out there on NTV, Citizen, Standard, Star newspaper. And I'm like, okay. When it happened, where I used to stay, in Kayole. Now I'm walking, Mende, Mayai, Asubui. Having fun, asleep, Asazangu. And then they are saying, Dushoga, yule mwenye tulikuwa tunasema, this is a border borders guy.
Mm-hmm.
They decided, okay, wewe ndio tunapelekana na wewe. Ochani kusaidia, mbiu ndio iliniokoa. I ran for my life. Let me tell you something. I went into hiding for like a few times. Right now, let me tell you something. Because the thing I said, I wrote a very big placard telling Museven to get out of our bedroom. I insulted Museven the way I could see they were, I was very comfortable. Right now, I can't even go to Uganda. I know I'm part of that. I'm in that list. You know, now as a human rights defender or as a queer person, I can't even go to Uganda. You tell me there's an event in Uganda. Utajipeleka.
No thanks.
I know I'm part of that people that are on that watch list.
Okay.
I have stood the test of time. I have passed through hell. Mm-hmm. Like every time they sit down and think, who are we going to put on the front page tomorrow? Let's put Mary Muthui.
Mm-hmm.
If you go on social media, they put Mary Muthui. Until they confused my name, now they put a Kasha Jacqueline picture with the name tagged down there, Mary Muthui. And you're like, okay, thank you, Jesus.
It's not my face.
Yeah, there's someone who out there who look exactly like me, maybe Kiasi too, that right now they confuse me with her. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, hey, thank you, Jesus. We have seen fire.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, what I'm trying to say,
mm-hmm.
I'm even scared that scared. I don't even know what's going to happen. The type of government we're having right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying this religious nation, yeah?
Yeah, we are a religious nation. Excuse it to me, amen.
Let me tell you something. If you're queer, you're a devil worshiper. Akwambia yani utaombewa.
By the way, kuna hiyo myth that conventional therapy. Yeah, that is what it's called, right?
Conversion therapy. Conversion.
Like they want to like convert you. Ama they believe maybe queer people, you're not religious enough. Ama you don't believe in the higher being.
They believe being queer is being demonic. It's a sign of a curse. That's why unaonata my intersex wanapitia mangori.
Yeah.
Juu kwa kitu hata ujui udeza. Ukuchagua kuzaliwa mzena hizo. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So wanapitia tu mangori kuzi. Mtu ameamua kubelieve kitu fulani kwa kichwa yake.
Mm.
Sasa mtu anabelieve. Mbona sasa pia si tukwe na belief yetu. Kila mtu tuishi na amani.
They even said it's a cult.
Well, they said it's a cult. But yeah, I think I also heard that. Yeah.
And another assumption that lesbians are very rich women. Yeah. And all that, you know?
But ain't like, you guys rich?
Well, it's
a hustler nation. A spiritual one, but very. Watu ni mahustler ni kao wote sa.
But no offense. There is an article that is saying, ilikuwa inasema most of the LBQ people wando utumia drug sana because they have, I think they have money. And they're the people who use drug, as in, like, compared to the heterosexual people, LBQ people, like, wow, ni drug addicts.
No, they use drugs to cope.
Because of mental problems.
Yeah, to cope.
And misconceptions.
Because
let me tell you something. Most queer women, queer people, they use drugs to numb their pain.
Or to numb the pain.
The shit you people has made them go through.
Mm-hmm.
They use drugs to numb their pain.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, for me, if not for my son and his music, because his music is my therapy, I think I should have gone narco or not many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. These people has made us go through.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you can't even wish your worst enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're saying we are rich. Actually, we are. I remember Ishak, someone told me that.
Thank you.
That tunapeangwa pesa mwisho wa mwezi. Now I'm like, well, simunipatia pesa yangu, by the way.
No, those are the myths. People
believe
that.
Oh, people
but
think that
we be cute. Like we do work for pesa. Money. Kama sisi pata job kwa ofisi ndadu, ndabaki ni momba milele. Ndatafuta bizi, ile najua. Because kuna time, there's a colleague, ama alijaribu kwa kabizi ya Muguka.
Mm-hmm.
And what matali mabwali kwa like, I'm si buy up at Zaba, because... Hiyo kidole yake. Hizo ndo private parts like tunazafa. Unaelewa? So, when you
people are so dumb.
Yeah, people are so dumb and people wanafanya hata unaweza end up umetumizo ma.
Yeah.
Like to just cope, manage kuendelea. Ni kama mtu kama mimi. Mara ngapi nimemshokwa mata tisimamia ule. Mimi naweza tu hang pale. Baada ya mkasa kuzini mzaza ta kwa pro. Juu nimeshinda nikisimamia
atoe. Oh, wewe unasimamishwa
anki au mtu akai. Unaelewa jua naona nikatu na kai. Umenijudge already. Siko hivi hata mimi kuna time. Unasikia tunasema hiyo they meet it. Unaelewa? Kwa tempia mimi nataka kwa dem ni dideke.
I know right.
Kwa bacho mshaniambia budae bros mama.
Umele
utadu. Unaona? Nukikataa matusi zitakama.
Mhm.
Sawa. Ni ruti ya mtaa yenu. So utaduaji kwa peace. Wacho na smama tu. unaweza kuwa mabro na makongodi. Basi ya tunataka, do survive.
Do survive.
Just so to come, go. So come as they used to take us to church. Me and my in a very religious background.
Mm-hmm.
So because the first person I talked to about my feelings, it was my grandma. My grandma was very understanding. I wish my grandma would be alive today.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the first person who taught me how to treat women?
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you something, when she died, so what could I have done? The next person I talked to was my pastor. My pastor is telling me, as we fast, I fast 7 days, and then the next, I'm breaking that fast. Mazina patana mschana mrembo, and I'm like, yani shetani tu anakuja tu na ameniwekea mosi bed.
Shetani anakuja na pande zote.
Actually, it went on for a long time, until I have to sit down and I told myself, let me tell you something, Mary. You are queer, just get over it.
We get over it.
Sasa kama watu wa kanisa watakukubali the way you are, it's okay. Kama wakukubali, to hell with them.
Like did they accept you?
Don't the actually, there's a time I had an argument with a pastor from South Africa. She was asking me, how is your husband? And I'm like, I don't do men.
Mm-hmm.
You should ask me, well, how is my wife doing? Or how is my girlfriend doing? And she's like, you're the reason that Africa is turning into a desert. I'm like, hey, just shut up. You are the reason that COVID most of us there. Has COVID is there. We have been raped. We have been
global warming.
Killed because of your own mouth. Yeah. And you call yourself a woman of God.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw that mama on Facebook until she was like, hey, I'm sorry. Like, I'm so sorry. If that's how you feel, I told her, okay, I believe God is there.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he's bigger than all of us. Mm-hmm. And I believe he loves me because of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm unique. I'm beautiful. So you're busy telling me how I'm going to burn in hell. If I'm going to burn in hell, don't worry. Utakuwa my roommate. I'm going to find someone else better.
Mm-hmm.
We had an argument, and actually that person even today tried to reach out to me on WhatsApp because she had my number.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I felt, if you can't love me for who I am, I don't even have any business being in my life.
Then which gospel are you preaching? If
you remember very well, when COVID came, people said God is punishing us because of the lesbians, queer people who do. Yeah, that was the
lesbians.
Lesbians.
I really like that name.
Yeah, that's what they call us, lesbians. Lesbians. All those people are making, that is why God is punishing us. So that was what people were saying.
Yeah.
This is why you have COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kwani this God... Because I believe you all created it.
Your COVID iku wata malele wengi.
Actually, in a way.
No one from the past. When you alienda tu ni wenye wanasemanga okay. They preach, they say that God is love.
Why should you preach water and take wine?
Yeah, true.
That's not right. Mm. Yeah. You're calling me a lesbian or a gay person, but when I bring my tithe to your church, you won't take it. Why?
Mm-hmm.
So you give me back my money. See, I'm a lesbian. Let me go with my money.
Let me go with my money to my cult church, to my cult, whatever. Nipeane uko. Anyway, so many myths and misconceptions. And also maybe the transgender men or people, unapata maybe a transgender person, like, wanaonewa yo story vile wina lisema maybe. Yeah. They can't even maybe, like, get pregnant. Like, I don't know, like... Maybe when they go to get these services.
Let me tell you something. In Kenya, how many trans men have you ever seen them pregnant? Because of that stigma and discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
You see, there's someone who has not gotten, maybe that person, transgender man, has gotten the top surgery, hasn't done the down surgery yet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that person has a chance of getting pregnant,
mm-hmm.
getting your own kid. And which hospital would accommodate a man, an identified man, who is pregnant? You have never seen that drama, type of drama in Kenya. So what I'm trying to tell you is, I feel for my brothers, trans brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
For them. You take them to the hospital and you have to like to justify why the other one maybe Hannah boobs.
Mm-hmm.
But an identifier as a woman.
Imagine you being a trans man and then... Maybe uko na issue like maybe unaenda breast cancer screening.
Mhm.
Manzatu utanzia wapi? Wamezoea kukuona na binders, utanzia hata wapi?
Mhm.
So unabaki umekaa mtaani.
Mhm.
Ukweli maybe hiyo kitu uliko na shuku ni hiyo kalampia it's cancerous. So you end up unakufa kwa kitu kingine ungesaidika na uliogopa tu kwenda kusaidika because watu wameamua. Okay, fine. Add I say people don't know, but me sana I still stick to if be it the act or the person or what, it's not ijaekwa hiyo aspect ya nikaa kitumbaya, ningepata hizo savi. Ningekuwa nayo marali ya kuenda. But kama ndaenda na bado hakuna kitu itanipea backup, ati lazima naweze kutafuta organizations fulani fulani ndo anipe support. Watu wangapi hata kwa hizo opportunities? Chukua tama wote ushago. Kina nani hata wanajua ziko. But I know wako. Queers. Wengi sana.
Question, how many queer women have gone for cervical screening? You just ask yourself. Okay, for me I have gone. But the question is, this thing are so traumatizing because the first thing they do, kwanza if you're masculinely presenting, okay, mwanaume kaa hii side. Unataka tukulete mwanaume ama mwanamuke. Now you look like, okay, you people, what are you trying to tell us?
Yeah, that's, like what kind of question is
like
that?
Like you can't give me service because you have to bring a man to do a test to me. Actually, this is the time I brought it even to the hospital management. Like I feel discriminated. Every time I come to your service, I need the baby cervical screening, mammogram and stuff. And you have to tell me to my face that you should bring a man to get me tested. Now I'm like, what if, as for me, I have persevered because I want to make a statement. You discriminate me, but tomorrow you're not going to discriminate someone else. So you should say, let that stigma and discrimination end with me. So I go and get stigmatized. And then after that, I go to the management. I tell them, this is what I went through, ABCD. I'm not very comfortable with this thing. So is either you change or you talk to you, sensitize your staffs. Because the next one who's going to come, maybe that person is going to be suicidal. So that's the reason you find that masculinity presenting now, queer people, they don't go for cervical screening. They don't even access sexual reproductive health rights services because they have been
familiarized.
Family planning also.
Which we should not necessarily, like for me, I use family planning, but it's not to prevent pregnancy. Because I usually do have these heavy periods and cramps zingine wazimo. So without them, itabaki siezi do anything. Like the pains again, that prowling on the floor and all that. So I use that in an idea to regulate. Sasa imagine, kwenda hata kuzipata ni aje. Mi last kuzichukua ni chukuzo madawa last dose. Iyo ni ka 4 months. Mle nime kuzuku ni melenga. Sitaki tu story mingi.
Last unakumbuka watu wakona endometriosis bado they use family planning.
Yeah, so also we have intersex person, they go through the same troubles. Yani like you just suffering for who you are. You were born like this. That's the way you are. You go to that healthcare center, you tell them, they're like, well, you look like a man, what do you want here? This, you've not even taken time to understand this person first. You've already cut shut doors for this person. Already. This person has not gotten the HR services they came for. Just like that.
Also another thing, we feel mali tunakaziwa sana. These sexual acts that are unnatural that they talk about, that our laws talk about, I think the same sexual
the kind of
practices
acts,
that, the practices acts, that lesbians ama whoever do, I think they merge. Zinafanana tu na what
now
teachers do.
Heterosexual. Actually,
because you see, hakuna act.
Kuna unnatural act.
Unnatural act is man to man, woman to woman.
Even blowjobs.
So, but that's what I'm saying.
Annual sex.
Human beings having sex with animals, those are natural act. So now I feel like, okay, even us queer, tunaweka katika unnatural act. So
but, yo act inatushika, yo act imecriminaliziwa, boy na demi yake, lazima ndo dema kwa wetu kuna vitu anadu. Kuna blowjobs. Kuna machali na mademu tunajua na wanafanyanga na nyuma. Anal. So why, mbone yao si unnatural? Why you say dingine kwe ni natural? Unnatural dingine ni natural. Mbona umse hitio, the guy, I feel like, mi yangu iko sawa. But umetoka kurepu mtoi. Memolest a boy, mtoi moza mdogo. Umemess uko nyuma. But mimi niko na consent ya mtu wangu, bado nda. Siwezi kuwa na freedom hata kutembea na kirahisi. Gava, it makes sense.
True. Carry on, you are saying something.
The law of the Carnal Act, it also covers the heterosexual people. It covers everyone. So even if for them they are caught, it also. But you see, they don't look at it that part. Just as we were saying, but for us, the queer community, you are the ones who are told, why you? But for them, it's very much okay. Even if it's considered in the constitution, they're just free. They'll just walk free. They'll do whatever. But for us, we cannot do it.
That is now tricky. So there is this question also. Ilikuwa Someone also asked, what options are available for LGBTQ women to protect themselves against STIs? What options are available for LGBTQ women? Options are there, but
mm-hmm. I'd say they're very limited. Yeah,
not even available.
Like now, when we started, she mentioned something like dental dams,
mm-hmm.
finger cults.
Wangapi wameziona? But I've never even seen them. Now we go to these forums about SRH and queer people, and
female condom tu yenyewe ni wangapi?
Mm-hmm.
So wanataka tujiprotect aji.
Mm-hmm. Male condom ones is 200 shillings, finger condom is 100 bob, dental dam is 150, the last time I checked.
But mm-hmm. not...
According to
but now, kuzipata, ata kuzipata ni hard.
Mm-hmm.
You get... One. Kuzipata bado ni ngumu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nona. Unaweza tembea ta upate, by those spender organization fulani ile ina support.
Yeah, you can't.
Utazipata ata.
Mm-hmm.
Sivu unaweza enda supona na condom tuka kwa hapo.
Oh, yeah.
So, the thing is that now we are telling ourselves like our advocacy hasn't even worked for LGBTQ women. We are doing a zero work.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I was saying. You see, you've said something like now to me, really back to the colonial times. There's this Kalo that was mentioned by our... the family protection law.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it entails... Ni man, woman, kids.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, woman, mkipatika na mneshi pamoza. Kwa swali zitanza kuraise.
Mm-hmm.
Mneshi kama kina nani. Mm-hmm. Aji.
Mm-hmm.
You're not sisters, you're not related.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, unajua saa, then start targeting people.
Mm-hmm.
Kituka yokaza mimi, sisi stay place moja for long.
You have to like move.
I have to move because of course wali zuanzanga. Hey, kwani hutishina sister kwa milele? Kwani hute, unaelewa?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Izikianzanga tu, izi ati 1-2. Wana janga futa ni kitu katu yezi kienda sana kuwa na budget ya kuhama.
Mm-hmm.
Sawa. Na sezo kumbukwe ni hasla. Sia tumechorwa joba.
Mm-hmm. Reminds me, I think kuna time nye tulikuwa tunaongea na moja wa niwa organization yetu. So alikuwa nasema, aliyefungiwa, kuna time nye walifungiwa nyumba ye na wife wake because they are queer people. So like na wako na watu hii wako na I think na watoto wawili, so like they had to like move, walifungiwa nyumba, walikaa nje the whole night kwa sababu like I think maybe neighbors walijua they are queer or something of the sort.
But the question we ask ourselves every single time, we have organization that they say that they're supporting us, right? They're protecting mm-hmm. our rights. Let me tell you something. How many times someone from Mathare, Dandora, Kariobangi, Uthiru, okay, this informal settlement, right?
Mm-hmm.
They get thrown out or evicted from their house, not because they haven't even paid for their rent,
mm-hmm.
but because they are queer.
Mm-hmm.
But do we talk about it? Those organizations, they're still mum until now. They don't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
They just chill. They say that you haven't paid your house rent. You have all the document and the receipt to show that you have paid. You've been evicted
mm-hmm.
one night. And they ain't even talking anything. Now I'm like, okay, who are we to blame here?
Mm-hmm.
Are we to blame ourselves? Or are we to blame them?
Because mm-hmm.
they are supposed to be able, these laws, and they're supposed to be maybe in the structure guiding us
mm-hmm.
or guarding us.
Because
mm-hmm. wherever I stay and I pay rent every single month,
mm-hmm.
I think I have right. My right and privacy is supposed to be respected.
True.
Now you find...
And your security.
This is the time I raised that issue. Let me say in 2020... landlord where I was staying, I found him inside my house. Like really? I was sleeping on my couch, watching a movie, and then I slept. Now, I find the idiot seated, standing next to me.
And
I'm
for
like,
real?
I was a bit hazy. I could not even remember what's happening. I'm like, yo, what the hell are you doing in my
imagine
house?
Imagine when somebody standing
I
there.
I posted that thing, and I told him to his face to get out of my house. When he got out of my house, he took that upon himself to have a grudge against me. So you see, his house, we never even have a receipt. So he used to pay. There's no receipt. He write it up on a book.
Mm-hmm.
So he had a plan to evict me, and I didn't know. So last year, around, let's say, March, mm-hmm. he came to my house with few thugs and stuff. They wanted to, like, to chomelea the whole door.
Mm-hmm.
I'm inside. And actually, we had an argument with him. I'm like, I'm not getting out because actually I paid the house. And actually, I'm asking you, ni pesa gani unaidisha? And he's like, pesa April. Tuko March. Unaidisha pesa April. Tumefika April.
No. Wana tuko March.
And then I'm like, April, I've already paid for that April, my friend. And I told you, I don't want to stay in your house. I want to shift.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to give me my deposit and my money for April.
Mm-hmm.
So, give me my money. By April, I'm out of your house.
Mm-hmm.
And we argued, and then he threatened my life. I went to the police. I reported.
Mm-hmm.
When I reported, and I forgot about it, it was in 19th mm-hmm. March. Mm-hmm. He came back on 15th April. Mm-hmm. You know, I told him I needed my money because mm-hmm. I have paid even in April. I want my money. Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, you have to pay. And I'm like, ngoja. 15, he came early in the morning, prepared to deal with me. Do you know what he did? He had other people. I had it on, even someone recorded and sent it to me. That guy even whooped me. Yani alikuwa ameninyonga proper. And ispokuwa I was a bit strong, that guy could have even broken my neck. I walked out of my house, went and reported. I reached out to the organization that they say they support our rights. Mm-hmm. I taken that case upon it with them from last year. Mm-hmm. I walked out from that house with only slippers. My old documents are in that house. I didn't have even a dime for him. When I tried to reaching out for my staff, he usually tells me I have to pay. Sometimes he would just say, atiripa mwezi moja hiyo, April, yenye you shift, ukutoka, where would you end up ukiendaga? And then he's like, you should pay. But I had 2 years, and I'm like, which 2 years?
Ako serious, 2 years.
Yeah. Just imagine my staff are still there, and the people that are supposed to, maybe to give me maybe a lawyer or staff, they were following my case. They are not doing anything. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. That's me. I'm just a quarter of a percentage of the people, thing as queer people we go through. Mm-hmm. And nobody give a hoot of what you're going through. Mm-hmm. You try to reach out and they tell you, we're going to reach out to you tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow never comes. Mm-hmm. I went home and actually I was depressed. I was traumatized. I was suicidal. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yo, everything and my saving and everything is in that house. Because mm-hmm. I'm an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. I do stuff. So I'm like, ngoja, all my everything yuko yu nyumba, and nobody is talking about it. Mm-hmm. Things worth over 700,000, they're in that house. And nobody is even talking about it. I try reaching out again, nobody is picking my call. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, so you say if I have issues, I should call you guys.
When
I
and
call
you guys, doing?
What are you doing about it? Mm-hmm. It's not about me. So many people have reached out to me telling me, Mary, what can you do to help? Mm-hmm. I'm just one person, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So someone should tell me, like, where are you getting that funding for? Mm-hmm. You're saying that tuko hapo hivi, we are there for you, mm-hmm. legally, psychologically, emotionally, mm-hmm. and if you need someone to cry, you have our shoulders to lean on and cry. Mm-hmm. You find yourself in the cold, crying alone, mm-hmm. sleeping in the street. So many people are going to do the same thing, and nobody is talking about it. Mm-hmm. So I'm asking you, as one boy, who are we to blame? Mm-hmm. Are we to blame ourselves, or are we to blame the organization that's supposed to protect us? Mm-hmm. And when we need them, they are nowhere to be seen.